JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Over 25 bills approved in the lower house, several other pieces of legislation tabled, and sign language interpretation program implemented. These are just some of the major achievements in Parliament during the year 2014. Welcome to this special edition of House Matters. Do stay with us. Jamaica's human and economic agenda was advanced through the enactment of several pieces of legislation during the 2014 calendar year. Among them are the Appropriations, Public Bodies Management and Accountability Amendment, Financial Management and Audit Amendment Acts, as well as the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Amendment Act 2014, the Mortgage Insurance Amendment, Banking Services and Disaster Risk Management Acts also received approval from Parliament during 2014. Add to that list the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act, Tax Penalties Harmonization and Tax Collection Miscellaneous Provisions Acts 2014.
Of particular interest to the public is the Disabilities Act, which was passed this year, which will help to safeguard the rights of persons with disabilities and enable them to participate more fully in public life, with fewer impediments in terms of physical infrastructure and greater accommodation in the work environment and in respect of housing.
Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell. Prior to this, the Sign Language Interpretation Program was implemented in January at the first sitting of the Senate. Since then, sign language interpretation has been made available during the sitting of the House of Representatives. The Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Bill, popularly called the Anti-Gang Legislation, was also approved in the House. The bill makes provision for the disruption and suppression of criminal organizations and for related matters.
We must bear in mind that this piece of legislation will not exist in isolation, but is legislation that will be subject to the supremacy of the Constitution. It will be subject to the supervision of the courts. And indeed, when the police act under it, they still have to go to court to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the allegations against the particular person they take before the court are proven.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. In addition, National Security Minister Peter Bunting asserted that while the bill is not a panacea, it will no doubt be useful in fighting crime. Further to that, the Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act was passed by both houses, paving the way for the introduction of flexible working time. The flexi work arrangement is intended to increase employment opportunities, enhance productivity, and afford workers the opportunity to better structure their lives through a flexible employee-employer work arrangement. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, cited that the legislation affords a number of variables that employers and employees can agree to.
One such is the compressed week, where the worker can complete a work week in 3.5 days to 4 days. It means that frees up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday or Sunday for anybody who wants to worship during those periods.
And legislation to facilitate Jamaica's entry into the tourism timeshare market was passed in October. The tourism industry stands to benefit from the passage of the bill, which will allow for further diversification of accommodation offerings, as well as add another tool to the country's investment portfolio. A timeshare arrangement is a form of joint ownership or right to the use of a property. Timeshare properties are typically resort condominium units to which multiple parties hold rights of use. Several pieces of legislation were tabled during the year and are expected to be debated in 2015. These include the Constitution Amendment Local Government Act, the Caribbean Court of Justice Act 2013, the Customs Amendment Act 2014, and the Representation of the People Amendment Act 2014. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.